This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal escaped unhurt when a person tried to shoot him at the entrance of the Golden Temple in Amritsar today. Mr. Badal was serving penance given by the Akal Takht recently while sitting on a wheelchair at the entrance when a person identified as Narayan Singh took out his revolver to fire shots at him. However, Shiromani Gurudwara Prabandhak Committee Sevadars, who were standing at the gate, immediately overpowered him. In between, the shot fired by him hit the wall of the gate. He was handed over to the police. Police Commissioner Mr. Gurpreet Singh Bhullar is at the spot. Ms. Harsimrat Kaur Badal, former MP and wife of Mr. Badal, has also reached the Golden Temple. More details are awaited. The newly elected BJP MLAs in Maharashtra will meet today in Mumbai to elect their leader. The party has deputed Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani as observers to help the MLAs elect their legislature party leader. The new Chief Minister will take oath at 5 p.m. tomorrow at South Mumbai's Azad Maidan in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance secured a resounding victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections. The Indian Space Research Organization will launch PSLV C-59 carrying the European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre at Sriharikota at 4:08 p.m. today. Proba 3 is a commercially dedicated mission of New Space India Limited to ISRO. PSLV C-59 will inject the spacecraft into highly elliptical orbit to demonstrate precise formation flying. Proba 3, a 144-metre-long spacecraft weighing 3,550 kilos, has two spacecraft, Coronagraph spacecraft and Occulta spacecraft, which will be launched together in a stacked configuration. Navy Day is being celebrated today. The day is observed on the 4th of December every year to recognize the achievements and role of the Indian Navy. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Navy Day celebrations as the chief guest at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri, Odisha, this afternoon. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh extended greetings to all Indian Navy personnel and their families on the occasion of Navy Day. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that Indian Navy is an important pillar in the national security architecture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended his greetings to the Indian Navy personnel on the occasion of Navy Day. Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, has seized 16 kgs of mefidrone, a psychotropic substance, and 1.93 crore rupees cash in a case of smuggling. Five persons have been arrested in the case under the provisions of NDPS Act 1985. Foreign Minister of Kuwait Abdullah Ali Al Yahya arrived last night in New Delhi for a two-day visit to India. He will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. He will also hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs has stated that this visit will further strengthen India-Kuwait multifaceted relations. The United Kingdom has updated its travel advisory for Bangladesh, warning that terrorists are likely to try to carry out attacks in the country. The UK's Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office has issued a warning stating that terrorist attacks could be indiscriminate, including in places visited by foreign nationals such as crowded areas, religious buildings and political rallies. UK MPs have raised concerns over the ethnic cleansing of Hindus in Bangladesh. An urgent issue was tabled in the House of Commons in the UK Parliament over the worrisome situation there. In the Under-19 Asia Cup, hosts United Arab Emirates were 21-2 in 7.3 overs against India in the third Group A one-day international cricket match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and elected to bat first. In India currently holds the second spot in the Group A, making their match against the UAE a must-win fixture in the race for a semi-final spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.